Hello, it's me, Mario. Woohoo! You're listening to the DreamStation.cc, my favorite. Woohoo!
What up, everyone? It's Monday, March 26, 2007, and you're listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. This is show number 80, and I've got hosting duty today, and co-hosting with me will be Chris.
Hello, it was 70 today in Cleveland.
Wow. And Scott.
It's our silver anniversary plus 30.
All right.
So what kind of gift do we get for that?
I think we get cardboard.
Cardboard?
I know, or maybe it's silicone. Anyway, whatever. As always, if you want to send us an email, greeting card, audio review, or wedding invitation, you can send it to videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. We may end up reading it on a future show, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky, and you're the only email we get.
Yeah, we're going to read it no matter what.
No, we don't read everything.
Well, yeah, the spam.
What do we get?
Even we read spam. The spams. We read some of the spam, though, too.
Let's
next
do that again.
We'll read the spam. We'll read the spam next time. Anyway,
I don't know,
everybody, right. Folks, peoples, remember to check out the website. It's www.dreamstation.cc for the latest news, game reviews, occasional interviews, and your DreamStation clothes and whatever.
Messenger bags.
The forums for great and conversations and discussions that are as exciting.
Surprise, we have forums.
They're as exciting
talk about
as
the talk about the Nine Inch Nails new album or... Lost or Heroes.
It seems like all we do now.
Pretty much everything but video games, but, you know, a little bit of video games. So.
It's all right.
So if you're in Lost or, you know, NCAA basketball or...
No one wants to talk about what I do.
Or NASCAR.
Come talk about what Scott wants to talk about.
Yeah, talk about Half-Life 3.
There you go.
New to the website are reviews for Mage Knight Apocalypse for the PC, and my review of Trion Cube for the Nintendo DS. Or is it Trion Cube? I think it was pronounced Trion Cube. I don't know, whatever. Doesn't matter.
I said Trion.
Stupid French games.
It's Japanese, dude.
Since, you know, Ubisoft... Move to Montreal. We have nothing coming out of France.
Okay, then.
Well, but they speak French up there, so what's the difference?
In today's show, we're going to be talking about fun stuff like the Wii is a piece of...
You want to say that?
He's going
to
bleep it out.
We could just say poopy.
I'm good at saying that.
Sony says
caca.
You can go home again.
Caca, you know. Right, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Sony says that. You can go home again, and more European launch info. The Xbox 360 State of the Union.
There we go.
E3 invitations have been sent out, our weekly poll topic, and maybe, if you're lucky, a video game show contest. That's all I got.
I did not hear about this.
You did not. No one heard about it, really. I'm just making stuff up. It's not like any of this stuff is written down or anything. It's not like I'm reading from a script. Why would I do such a thing?
We're all reading from a script. Ben sends us the our words to say.
I'm only written weird.
Every once in a while we ad lib. That's when it sucks.
So what? Every day?
Yeah, we're ad-libbing the whole thing.
Here's some rapid fire. Here we go. Devil May Cry 4 is now coming to the Xbox 360 as well as PS3. So the PS3 loses yet another exclusive. And now the rumor is that Square Enix is contemplating bringing over Final Fantasy 13 to one of the other consoles as well, if not both. Lost Planet has added two additional maps for download at 400 points. Last week's Xbox Live arcade release was Castlevania Symphony of the Night. And this week's will be Jetpack Refueled by Rare, and that will only set you back 400 points. This June, the Wii will finally get an online game when Pokemon Revolution is released. The Wii outsold the competition again for the month of February, according to the NPD group. This week's virtual console release is...
It's Romance of the Kingdoms.
Romance
4.
Of the Three Kingdoms, something
4.
Or other. Yeah, I can tell you the last six. Splatterhouse, Excitebike, Beyond Oasis, Tecmo Bowl, Double Dungeons, and Sonic Spinball. Double Dungeons,
Tecmo
not
Bowl.
To be confused for Double Dragon.
I want Tecmo Bowl from the arcade with the two screens.
No, that one's horrible. Believe me, you don't want that. That's on the Tecmo Classic Arcade game for Xbox. Not good. See what else. The Elder Scrolls 4 Oblivion expansion pack gets a March 27th release date. That would be tomorrow.
Tomorrow, and I'm buying it.
For the PC and the 360, titled The Shivering Isles, the expansion will cost you a whopping $30 or 2,400 marketplace points. $30 for an expansion.
Not buying
$30
it.
$30 for a 360 downloadable content. That's insane.
Even the download, anyway. The download's $30.
Yeah.
Wow.
No more nickel and diming. We're going straight for the big bucks.
What people pay for horse armor? So, you know.
A sweet up.
At least people want to pay more for these things.
New Line Cinema has scooped up the rights to make a Gears of War film. Let's hope it's somewhere along the lines of Alien and not like, I don't know,
Blood
something junky.
And Postal.
Anyway, you guys remember that Project Top Secret we talked about a while ago from the Shiny guy?
I wasn't here.
Was that Pillow Fighters?
No. I think it was that same show, though. But anyway, we talked about the project being...
Oh, yeah, yeah. We talked about Earthworm Jim and stuff.
To the public, yeah, yeah. So it's not even going to be an RPG or an MMO or whatever. It's actually going to be a racing game, which is like, completely weird. Though, like, just so random.
Let me guess, it's Earthworm Jim kart racing?
Oh, if we're lucky.
Tommy Go shines on.
Anyway, lastly, Nintendo is denying rumors of a drive for the Wii, which leads me to believe they've got a hard drive coming for the Wii.
Mine broke.
But they'll call it something else, like bulky drive or whatever. That's it. You guys can comment on whatever you want.
I forgot everything you said now, so anyway.
What was that last one?
Hard drive for the
bulky
Wii.
Drive.
They'll call it bulky drive. They'll call it something else but a hard drive.
Mine broke the other day.
Drive. If they call it bulky drive, then you should get some royalties from that, Ben.
We have it recorded.
Yeah.
Why? That was the name of what they called the hard drive for the Nintendo 64 in Japan. Remember?
I thought it was called 64 DD or something.
Yeah, but I think they called it bulky drive.
Oh, did they?
It was called the disk drive, 64 disk drive.
See, what did you talk about? I don't remember now. It's been so long ago. I don't know if I have any comments.
Little Big Planet.
Oh, I did. I don't know if you guys saw. I don't know if you're going to cover this. This is another quickie. And I can't guarantee that this is true, and people probably have already heard about it. But anyways, in the April issue of Game Informer, April could be April Fool's, but supposedly they're saying the Xbox 360 Reborn with larger drive, 30 gig hard drive.
I've seen the issue. I have the issue.
I'm looking at the issue too. I know, but
that
picture,
means nothing.
The picture is a definite, in my
it's
opinion, a definite hack of the white one made to look black. If you
know, it's a dev kit.
They have a statement from Microsoft in there.
No, they don't.
They don't have a statement from Microsoft.
I can't make up an official statement from Microsoft.
Your kid is telling me that I'm right.
They say according to a source at Microsoft, high definition movie playback is being withheld from the 360 because the format's not proven. That's the only quote I see from a source at Microsoft.
Hello,
but anyways, they're saying it's going to have 120 gig hard drive and it'll come out in late April. It's going to be black and come with black peripherals.
And
it's going to have HDMI output and an HDMI cable included. That's like a $50 value or something, right? It's going to be $479, and it's not going to have the HD DVD drive in it. You're still going to have to buy that separate, and I don't know, are they going to make a black version of that, or are you going to have a white HD DVD drive next to your black system?
Here's why I don't believe that. Part of the reason that I didn't even bring it up. But
well, I said it's rumor, so it's not...
Yeah, right, right. No,
it's in
the
April issue.
Exactly. No, but then you introduce a third SKU, so you have the core, you have the premium,
and then you have
the elite. It's just like, okay, you're going to be talking all this stuff about, oh, Sony, blah, 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 and they're charging you so much for whatever, and it's garbage, whatever, this and that. And yet you're going to introduce a third one, confuse, you know, customers even further. And then not only that, but you're going to make your current clients even more upset because now you're offering them the system that they should have initially had.
Yeah. Now the premium people have a core system, or, you know, kind of.
I mean, all the people who have the premiums, you know, would be fine, right? They're fine with having the premium. But tell them that they should have had this elite system, and I mean, that's what they would have bought.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they did say they're also supposed to release the 120 gig hard drive separately, and they said supposedly under $200, that'll be for everybody else. I mean, I can see them releasing that. I think they need to. I think with the amount of stuff you can download, like these expansion packs and everything else from Marketplace, the hard drive is getting too small on the 360. Yeah, I'm kind of in agreement with you, Ben, on like having too many different versions, but, you know, not to say they're not going to do it. But they were saying in here, too, that the if you add the HD DVD drive, because it's not going to come included, all of a sudden now this system is going to be $679, which ends up making the PS3 not seem that expensive anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it was in the April issue. You never know with these magazines if it's an April Fool's joke or not, so take it with a grain of salt, but it may or may not hit shelves next year.
That's like the, did you see the EGM April edition, where they had Mushroom Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. And that's why we don't talk. I don't like to bring up rumors unless they're, like, you know, at least remotely credible. But
or if we, unless we make them up.
Unless we make them up, of course, like the bulky drive.
Yeah, bulky drive.
Anyway, shall we
I think
proceed?
We lost Scott.
Hi.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, let's man, we found him again. Jeez.
crap.
I just wasn't paying attention. I think it's because they're raising the price because Sony proved that they can charge a lot more for not that much greater, and it'll still sell for that much higher price. But just so you know, if they did this, they would probably get rid of the Core, because there's absolutely no reason if there's three SKUs.
Well, then they should never have made the Core in the first place.
No, they shouldn't. And now they're bringing out those bigger memory cards that we talked about, so then, you know, you can have bigger downloads. And yeah, it's just them trying to patch the Core system instead of just saying, hey, guess what? We messed up. Yeah, just you got to go buy a hard drive now. I mean, I would think there's going to have to be a point where they're going to say that, but I mean...
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, why not just have only one system? You have the Core, and then you have upgradable hard drives, and you're done. That's it.
Well, maybe they'll call this black one the premium, and then ours, the premiums, will be Core then. They'll switch it.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
But that's horrible. That's dumb.
You people...
Anyway.
You people make me feel bad.
We like to pretend you don't exist.
Well, this was all a spoof, but I don't know if you saw it today. I think it was on, like, BB Spot or something. My friend Leo Flea43 on the website sent me a link today that... it was to an article. It was a spoof, but it had that Sony has decided to start packing the Wii in with the PlayStation 3. Because they said that they can't sell the PlayStation 3s, so they decided to... sell the PlayStation 3 with the Wii that's impossible to find, and then you'll be able to get both for the price of one. And they're going to start manufacturing in one of their plants Wiis so they can stay up with demand, so they can sell their PS3, and they feel that it'll help their market share also by selling them with it. So that was a spoof and not real.
When has he...
Jeez, I was hoping.
Well, somebody's not going to listen to that whole conversation there on the show, and then they're going to start, you know, somebody at GameStop, then they're going to start telling everybody in the world that the PS3 is coming with the Wii.
All right, let's proceed here.
All right.
The Wii is a piece of... Chris's ears
they're bleeding right now. They're bleeding. You know, with you and Rusty talking about beavers and donkeys and now...
This is a little old, but I felt like it was worth being discussed anyways. Last year, some guy named Chris Hecker, the founder of Definition 6, some game company that you've never heard of until now, attacked Sony and Microsoft at the Game Developers Conference for being too unbalanced in terms of gameplay versus graphics. He asked if, quote, Nintendo will save us, end quote, to which he replied at this year's event. On March 8th, he went on to say, quote, everybody loves the Wii. Oh, God, the Wii. We love the Wii so much. The Wii is a piece of... I have uncovered the secret to Wii manufacturing. The way you manufacture a Wii is to take two GameCubes and some duct tape. This thing is totally underpowered. This is not about graphics, more polygons, all that kind of crap. What I want to be able to do is spend CPU to make the machine smarter, more interesting, and more automatically intelligent.
Did that say automatically intelligent?
And more automatically intelligent. Yeah, well, apparently he's not. Anyway, let me finish this quote.
This guy
here
talked at this year's GDC also?
Yeah. So
where does he talk? He was in like a conference room?
The Wii's are
going to... There's like 800 conferences going on, so...
Okay, and he just decided to schedule one for himself?
Right.
Okay. Well, did anybody attend? Well, I guess somebody, because they quoted him.
They quoted him. Here, let me finish this quote here. It's about interactivity that is the key differentiator of our art form. And interactivity is about doing something interesting with that input and threading it back to the user. You can't do that with a piece of... underpowered computer. He also went on to attack Nintendo for not saying that video games are an art form. He mentioned that both the Xbox and PlayStation websites mentioned the phrase art form several dozens of times, whereas it can't be found anywhere on Wii.com. That's the stupidest argument ever. I mean, they're not mentioning it's an art form. So what?
Well,
it was like mandatory for console manufacturers to mention things as being art forms.
Didn't you say that he said that the games need to be more interactive and creative? And then he proceeds to say that the PS3 and Xbox are better because they have better graphics or something? No.
So what he originally said last year was that the Xbox and the PlayStation 3 would favor graphics over gameplay.
Okay.
And so he was hoping for a better balance. And what they get, what he's complaining about is that the Wii is underpowered in terms of graphics. There's no pleasing this guy. Anyway.
So he's mad that it has gameplay but no graphics, and then the other systems have graphics but no gameplay is what he's saying.
Right.
I got you.
Anyway,
Well, the perfect solution for him would be to buy that PlayStation 3 Wii package they're going to start selling, and then he'd have the best of both worlds, right?
Anyway, he quickly went and doubled back on his statements like the next day or a couple days later, saying, quote, "I was trying to be thought-provoking and entertaining and fun, and a lot of the stuff went too far over the top on the entertaining and fun side, so that it was no longer thought-provoking, just inflammatory."
You know, maybe that's what we should do to get more responses via email and on the forums and stuff. Let's just start blatantly just saying off-the-wall things that against the industry. And
well, I can do that.
We got to get some controversy. I think we need controversy is what we need.
All right, let's see. Let me think of something.
All right, well, I'll finish this story.
He went on to say,
I do not think the Wii is a piece of... he also praised Nintendo for innovative controls and manufacturing that makes for a console that, quote, that you don't need to mortgage your house to afford, end quote. So, I don't know, whatever. This guy's special, a little something special, and by special I mean an idiot. Here's the thing, you guys want to see something funny, you go to this guy's company website. Everybody, all the listeners, everyone, go to this guy's company website, because as far as I can tell, he's the only employee there. Well, and
I tell you, he recorded his own conference and then quoted himself, I think, on his website, bro.
He's one of those, huh?
Yeah.
No, okay, but check this out, because this guy's a professional game developer, right? So go to his website, it's D6, the letter D, the number 6.com, and you'll see, like, he's the only employee, and it's like the most, not even amateur design website that you've ever seen, but it's like,
oh,
it's atrocious.
Oh no, this best viewed with a web browser, it's sarcastic, it's all sarcastic, it doesn't make it that great.
I'm not going there because I'm gonna mess up the recording, so
all right,
I'll have to enjoy it later.
you'll enjoy it, all right. it's so atrocious.
Super like Fighting Sing 13, the final battle /level/ track part 2.
So you've seen MySpace pages that look better than his site?
Oh, like my third grader has a like better website.
Well, he's anyway. Too busy working on interactive, high-quality games to work on a nice website.
It was last updated in 1998.
You mean he didn't even put his own quotes on his own website?
Let's see, employee pages. Definition encourages him. Hacker.com.
Why'd you have to go give him a website address? See, now he's off.
It's not like it's graphic intensive or anything. It's like two paragraphs of text. All right. You should be done looking at it by now because it only takes like 4 seconds.
Well, now he's off on a tangent. Now he's Googling the guy and he's off like looking at other things.
He did quote himself on his homepage, his blog.
I hate to suggest this to Scott because he's going to do it. Go see if you can look him up on Wikipedia. Maybe he wrote his own page there too to encourage himself.
Blog, chrishecker.com. He quoted himself.
All right, let's move on. I think we've given this guy way too much time. That's what he wanted, and we're giving it to him for some.
All right, knock it off, Scott.
Just edit it all out.
Yeah, because Scott keeps breaking up, and it's not going to sound good.
All right. I'm not doing anything anymore.
All right, well...
I have Folding at Home running, but I don't know how to shut that down. There's like 6 processes to it.
Why are you trying to cure cancer? You should be recording a podcast, not...
I'm a terrible person, I know.
Trying to cure cancer. You're horrible. Sony says you can go home again. Also announced at the GDC was the new Sony PlayStation 3 take on what I'm referring to as Nintendo Me versus Xbox Live achievements. This fall,
Second Life. You forgot that part.
The final remix.
Yeah.
This fall, Sony will offer a feature titled Home, which allows users to create avatars to explore a 3D virtual world with it, where they can do stuff like interact, communicate, join online games, shop, share private content. I don't even want to know what that means.
For consoles.
And even build and show off their own personal spaces to others in real time. You'll also get to show off trophies that you've earned from other games in what they're calling the Hall of Fame. Beta will begin soon, and you can expect a full launch this fall. So in other words, it's like Second Life plus mini games, but minus the furries. In theory, it sounds promising until you realize that people are freaks and will begin undressing their characters. And then that sharing of private content they talked about ends up getting the school teacher arrested on that NBC Dateline show to catch a predator.
Those same people driving around with their DSs and PictoCat
are going to
be on
PS3. But now they've got
PS3s. Yeah, nice. Hey, you know,
a little more high tech.
You have to get a second mortgage to buy a PS3, so now at least you're going to get a second home when you do buy a PS3.
And you'll need a second life, apparently.
Yeah, you need a second life. And the other thing I didn't like when I was reading some stuff about that was they were saying that, oh, you'll be able to customize your characters and you'll be able to do a few things here and there, and then you'll also be able to find other customizable items on the PlayStation Store, which means microtransaction, buy new shirts and clothes and a table for your house and a chair and spend lots of nickel and dime money on stuff.
Animal Crossing with money.
To make your house look different than everybody else's. At least with Second Life, you know, you can create your own stuff if you really want to. And you
can get money.
Yeah, and there's free stuff and everything. But this, it sounds like there's going to be a set number of things you can, you know, customize to an extent. And then anything beyond that, at least what I read, it made it sound like they were going to sell stuff on the PlayStation Store.
One thing I found funny was that Nintendo said that they considered something like this a few years ago, but ended up passing on the idea.
Yeah, we thought of this a while ago. We just we didn't do it.
I know. that's the thing, right? Is that sour grapes, or is that like a smart business decision? I don't know, but I guess we'll see soon.
It's sort of like Animal Crossing. I mean, that's kind of what it's, you know, a little bit like.
So, Animal Crossing meets The Sims, meets Season Live.
And if they were thinking about Animal Crossing Online, then that would have been a lot like this.
If you're not thinking about it, then we need to send them a letter, an angrily worded letter.
From 12 angry beavers. Anyway, if you guys are interested in signing up for the beta test, you can check out the site that will eventually be the place to sign up at homebetatrial.com.
Woo!
All right, let's go to the, this is not a separate topic, but since we're talking about Sony, we can talk about the PS3 launch in Europe.
No.
And if you believe everything you read, you'd know that Sony put a lot more effort into this launch than they did here in the United States and in Japan. But then again, they had plenty of time to do it since it's four months later. The reports are that it sold very well, but the launch was rather underwhelming, maybe because of the fact that they were to have plenty of stock on hand.
Well, and it's not Christmas time either. I mean, I don't think there's as many people. That's just like when the PSP launched over here in March.
Oh, no one
cares. I don't think it sold that well.
I mean, it's just interesting because, you know, here, I think the majority of the people that lined up for the thing here were eBayers, you know, planning their preemptive strike because of the shortage. Now, over there, let's say, here's the reports. A couple hours before midnight, before the midnight launch, one of the bigger stores had like all of like five people in line. Five people, are you serious? And then they're saying that, like, one of the bigger stores, you know, like, one of the biggest turnouts was, like, 100 people. Like, wow.
But, I mean, it's not Christmas time, so none of the eBay-type people are going to be there. There's none of those people that are going to be there, because they know there's no deadline to get it.
They just go on and get it from an American seller.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Well, so here's
plenty of them over here.
Well, here's the thing, right? So is it good or bad? Not necessarily that they had a March launch, but is it good or bad that they actually had stock to provide people?
Well,
because it's a double-edged sword, right? Because if you don't have the stock, people are upset because you don't have it, blah, 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 right? But if you don't have the stock, you build up hype because it's that one thing that you can't get.
Yeah. Well, I think with, like, the PlayStation 3 launch over here and some of the other launches around Christmas, everybody wants it for Christmas. The kids have it on their Christmas list, everything like that. And when you can't get it, it builds up that huge amount of hype, and the news talks about it and everything. But the reason why the last few launches of consoles have been sold out have more or less has been because of eBay people, not because of them not having enough for launch. But over in Europe, they probably had the same amount or more than we had for launch, but there's no holiday or anything for anybody on eBay or anything like that to buy it. So, yeah, I mean, it does seem a little less dramatic or exciting because, yeah, you can walk into any store and get it. You know?
On that note, what are the PS3 exclusives that still make you want to have one?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I wanted Virtua Fighter 5, and I still haven't bought it, and I may wait for the 360 version now.
There you go.
That's what
for
I was
achievement
doing.
Points, or for the fact that you'll know that there'll be a lot of more people on live, better matchups. Possibly.
Well, Virtua Fighter 5 doesn't have online play. Well, at least the PS3 version doesn't. I don't know. Watch, they'll do that on the 360 for all we know. But, yeah, there's no online fighting. But the Motor Storm looks decent. That's for PlayStation 3. I don't know. That's about all I really care about. I mean, this fall, like, Ratchet & Clank looks like it's going to be pretty cool, you know, and some other games. But like you said, now, Ben, some of those are even
Little moving. Big Planet.
Little Big Planet. Big Little Planet. Big Little Earth, whatever it is.
Whatever it's called. I don't know. What PS3 game would I want to buy?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, what is keeping you from buying? What is left for you to buy one for?
I mean, give me God of War Part 3. Give me, I don't know. That's it, you know? Give me, just give me good games.
What about Killzone? Does Killzone?
No, nothing. Doesn't do a thing for me.
The Ratchet and Clank, I like Ratchet.
Nothing that I saw at E3. Nothing. Oh, and for the record, Phil Harrison, the president of PlayStation or whatever he is, says that Europe is the most important continent of the three majors, mostly because they're the largest and have the largest population and blah, blah, blah.
They do?
So if they were the most important, why were they last?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think they have the biggest population because there's 102 countries included. And I think that when they say Europe, that's including all PAL territories, which is Australia, India, or whatever, whoever else we talked about like a couple weeks ago or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not just like Europe. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the Xbox 360 State of the Union. So according to a press release Microsoft sent out a couple weeks ago, there was a bunch of numbers about the 360, shipping over 10 million systems, over 160 games available, over 6 million Xbox Live subscribers worldwide.
Guess how many 360 games I own.
Are these ones your aunt and uncle bought you or not?
You own zero 360 games because you don't have a 360.
You ruined it.
Aw.
It's not a big secret. You tell us every week that you don't have a 360. Software attachment ratio, 4.6 games per console. Accessory attachment, 2.9 per system. According to them, 2.3 billion hours have been spent online, with the top three games being Halo 2, Gears of War, and oddly enough, Hexic. I didn't even know that was an online game, despite the fact that I spent, you know, maybe like 100 hours playing it.
You know, I like these numbers when they say that, when they add them all up. You know, if we add up, like, our numbers right here, we probably have, like, over, what, 60 or 70 years worth of video game experience?
Close. Except Mascot only adds in, like, 5 years.
Yeah, I know. He's
because he's what, like,
he's 10. Eight or 10 or something.
10.
10. 9? I think I started. When did you guys start 11? Playing? When did you guys start gaming? When was the first year you played video games?
I remember the moment.
You remember the moment?
Let's talk about that later because I wanted to bring that up in our contest. They also mentioned that 25 million Xbox Live arcade titles have been played. I don't know if that includes demos or not. But see, this is.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Right. Of course they would. Right? Because it makes the number that much bigger.
Yeah, why not?
Anyway, within 4 months of the video marketplace launch, they claim it has been the number one online distributor of television and feature film content in the living room. Emphasis on the words living room because overall it is number two behind iTunes.
Well, and in the living room, that's not counting Blockbuster because Blockbuster isn't in your living room, I guess, right?
They're in a store.
What other options
Well, no, online.
Have? Okay, what other online options do you have? PC, I guess.
You have the Amazon service.
But you have to have in your living room, that would have to be a Media Center PC, correct?
You can stream from TiVo now. Via the TiVo, you can purchase movies on Amazon or however. How it works. They're currently the only online distributor of high-definition content for both films and television programming. And then lastly, monthly downloads from Xbox Live have gone up 400% since the service launched in November. So, like I said, I mean, I know there's some PR doctoring in there, but I don't know.
It's still pretty impressive. I mean,
It is.
But, a good job.
So overall, do you think that the 360 has been a success, or is this just clever marketing?
I mean, I would say the 360 is the number one system right now, and it is based on numbers, I think, of sales. I would kind of think that it's going to be number one still for a while.
That's tough to say. You know, I was reading an article today about similar things where they're saying that basically the 360 is having a real hard time appealing to the casual gamers, the women, the children, because they have a hardcore audience, but they don't have anything beyond that hardcore audience to purchase games.
Yeah,
so, like, the system sales aren't anywhere near, you know, what they should be.
Well, I think too the 360, like all those numbers they mentioned there, majority of them are about online play, online gaming, all this kind of stuff. I don't think the mainstream people, the you know, kids and girl gamers and all that kind of stuff. Not that they don't, but I think the casual gamer. Let me put it that way instead. I'm not saying girls, and there could be guys that are casual gamers too. I don't think they're that much into the gaming online and Xbox Live and all that stuff. So that's one of, like, Microsoft's big selling points, but probably those type of people don't care about that.
People are boring me. I'm playing Tetris.
Okay. I don't know, the Wii, I think a lot of people think this. I think the Wii and the 360 are probably the two systems that are going to battle this generation, unless the PS3 does something really miraculous. miraculous, I wouldn't be surprised if it's in third place for a while or forever. I don't know if Sony wants to hear that.
Forever.
Look at the 360 in terms of what is their big mass market game? The game that appeals to everyone. What is it? Do you have a? Can you think of something?
I'd say, I mean, Viva Pinata is kind of a, you know, all ages type game. I don't know if, I think girls would like that game, and I think kids would. I mean, I know my son likes when I play it.
But do you think it's as successful as they would have liked it to be? Because, I mean, I don't hear anybody talking about Viva Pinata.
As full as they want it to be.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. And I don't think the cartoon was as successful as they wanted it to be either. But
cartoon is funny.
I like it. It's not bad. They were supposed to have, like, action figures and stuff too of that I read, but have you guys seen any of you?
I would have bought them
figures. Yeah, I haven't seen them. If they're out there, I haven't seen them. Yeah, they need some more games like that though. They need some more like all ages type games, not just, you know, they can't just rely on Rare to bring out one every once in a while. I mean, they got to have other companies bring out stuff. Yeah, they don't really. I mean, they have some, you know, there's like Cars is on there, the movie, that game's on there. But
yeah, but movie tie-ins don't count.
Yeah, yeah, there's no like exclusive intellectual properties that are for all ages.
I mean,
on 360.
Yeah, I mean, where is their Animal Crossing? Where is their any of that stuff? They just, they don't have it.
Yeah, I mean, and their big hype games are like the Gears of War, Halo 3, and then that, you know, that's great. It gets tons of people talking about it and tons of people wanting those games, but then it also kind of alienates the people that don't like those type of games, and then they start thinking, oh, you know, 360 is just all about first-person shooters because the, you know, games they hype all the time are Halo 3, Gears of War, you know, and the other first-person shooters that are coming forward too. So,
well, yeah, not only that, but it's like, oh, well, all their games are violent, all their games have gore and whatever.
Yeah, and then you have a game like Viva Pinata that comes out, and people probably don't even pay attention to it because they're like, well, if I buy that system, I'm going to play Viva Pinata, and what else am I going to play that's like that? There's nothing else, you know. All right, let's move on. You ready?
All right, let's move on. This is not so much a, well, I guess it's a topic, whatever. Anyways, the E3 invitations have been sent out. That's right, the reinvention of E3 is all but official as the invites were sent out. We discussed last year the show is planned for July 11th through the 13th in Santa Monica, California, and I'm proud, very proud to say that DreamStation.cc will be there.
No,
I know some of you think we're not important enough, but our site is nearly 10 years old and the show reaches thousands upon thousands of people every week. So hopefully we'll be able to bring you some exclusive content that those other guys, the pretenders, just can't do.
Yeah, I think we're one of the longest running independent video game websites on the web. You know,
count? 25 years now that it's
25
been?
Years? No. But I started it back in, you want to say 1997, but 1999 is when it actually kind of started. It's, you know, definitely bought the domain name and been going since then. So, you know, 8 years.
We got to do a live show from
live from Santa Monica.
We can do like a 30-minute show every day. Come on.
We can do the show while we're fishing off the pier.
Fishing?
Here's our weekly poll topic. Two shows ago, we asked you what you game on the most, with the options being PC, handheld, or console, or none of the above. The results have been tallied. They're in. They've been tabulated. No hanging chads. No controversy, whatever. So about 43% game on their PC. Because it's elite.
So we have like all, we cover video games on consoles mostly on DreamStation, but we do cover PC stuff. But majority of the people that come to our site game on the PC. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, no, here it's a tie.
Oh, it's a tie.
So it's a tie between the PC and the console.
Oh, okay.
So with 43% of the votes
going to
both of those. 7% voted for portable, and then another 7% said they're not even gamers. They just come to the website for the atmosphere.
DreamStation is their second life.
Yeah, exactly. Nothing wrong with that.
I know there are some people that are on our site that do not play video games.
So let me read a couple of these responses here. Night Sword said PC for the most part, with the DS Lite coming in second. Anyway, let's see. Sunfire's 66, old friend of the show who couldn't make it today, said, PC. I went from the Dreamcast to the PC, and here I'll stay. We did just get Worms for the 360, though.
How about, does anybody own one of those gaming chairs that they play video games in?
I have something like that.
A husband. Do you use a husband?
I don't use a husband.
I'm scared.
You don't have a husband? Scott doesn't have a husband.
Sure he does.
Uh-oh, controversy again. Anyways. No, a husband is one of those things that, like, that pillow that you sit behind you with the little arm. It's like a little pillow chair.
Oh, yeah. I have the rocker, the AK rocker, I think it's called.
My friends always wanted to buy one of those Gran Turismo, like, full racing seats.
Those are $400.
Yeah, I know. Like, does anybody own one of those?
Buy the real one, dude.
Let's do a poll topic with this.
Yeah, buy a car.
Buy a car and put it in your family room.
All right, whatever.
Let's do, like, do you own any exotic gaming chairs?
Great.
Exotic sounds neat. We may get some people searching for porn on by that.
Great. Woo-hoo. We Google it.
Send in your pictures, too. Why not?
Yeah, we want pictures. Pictures. And I'm still waiting for a picture of the PlayStation 3 hooked up to a, what was it,
console TV.
It's got to be a console TV. I think the console TV is perfect for a game console to be hooked up to, right? They're kind of the same.
Yeah,
the same.
You guys send me a picture of a PS3 hooked up to a console TV,
we'll
and I'll think
games.
About sending you a PS3 lanyard.
There you go. To go along with your console TV and
great.
Yeah, PS3.
Maybe. I'll think about it. Let's move on to my little contest then, I guess. Because I wanted to get a little more interaction from our listeners who...
You're bribing them. Just tell them. You're bribing them.
I'm bribing you guys to to send in some mail. So basically what I wanted to know was, what was the first game that turned you into a gamer? You can win from something from the DreamStation.cc prize closet.
He'll think about sending you a lanyard. He'll email you a picture of a PlayStation 3 lanyard. Yeah, actually, he'll take a picture of himself wearing the lanyard and send it to you.
And then I'll autograph it.
Yeah, autograph it. With Microsoft Paint.
Exactly. Using my mouse.
It's going to be sweet.
It'll be a random winner. That may be
random. We're only going to get one person.
That's
it's
fine.
Not very random. Are we allowed, our staff members of the podcast allowed to enter?
Oh, I don't care. I can send you anything. Oh, you of all people. It's coming from your closet.
If Scott's name gets drawn, we'll be like, he didn't win.
Yeah, you'll never know.
You'll never know. Yeah, he's never going to know.
He doesn't have access to the email. It might be a game, might be something from...
So, all right, so let's recap. They're going to send an email to
video game show at
dreamstation.cc with the subject line of contest.
Sure, why not?
All right, how about episode 80 contest? Let's do that, because we may do more than one contest. So episode 80 contest, and then in there you're going to say the first game that you tried, and maybe the year you can put in there too to elaborate, and maybe tell the story of... You know, how it was E.T. and then you never played another game in your life.
Name of the game, system, how old you were, and what was it that made it so great?
And as a bonus, and if this answer is given, and it's true, we'll send you something special from Ben's photographic closet. If you played it on a console
TV. A picture
TV,
of my gamer chair.
Yeah, there you go. If you let us know if you played it on a console TV.
I guess we could set a deadline for this. I don't know.
Two weeks.
I don't care.
Which will be God knows when.
Well, if I have this edited by Thursday, what is that? The 30th?
No, let's do this. The deadline is April 13th, Friday 13th. The 13th. How about that?
You know, that's
good. Friday the 13th. Is there anything, I mean, can you give him a hint on what it might be in your prize closet? Am I supposed to give him a hint of what might be in the prize closet? Since
no, I have games. I have games to send out. I have lanyards. I have token stuff from last year's E3.
You got about 10 copies of E.T. for $2,600, right? You're giving out?
Exactly.
You do?
Scott wants one. The more people enter, the bigger the prize will get.
So the
more
people you can get to enter, the better, actually.
The better chance the prize will get. And maybe I'll give away a couple of things. Who knows? I don't know. I've got things to give away.
Make it cool.
And just for your general knowledge, we're not going to spam you or anything. It's a simple contest. No strings attached. Send in your entry. We'll read it on the show. That's the only
thing. You got to be over 12.
We won't spam you.
The only legal disclaimer I wanted to make is that, I mean, unless you want to change this, that contest is open to U.S. residents only. So if you're one of our overseas or Canadian listeners, you can send in your entry, but that's too much hassle for me to send you something in the mail.
Yeah, and then like legal laws and everything. I had that issue before, like with Canada has some kind of gambling thing.
PAL.
Yeah, and
like...
Europe is PAL. I can't send you a game because you'll be unhappy.
All
right, I think that wraps up this episode of the DreamStation.cc video game show. This was show number 80, and she's no lady. Remember, as always, if you want to drop us a line, feel free to do so at videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. That's where you can send in your contest entries, questions, comments, hate mail, death threats, pictures of rabbits with pancakes on their heads.
What?
Rabbits with pancakes on their heads are awesome. They're as good as console TV pictures with PlayStation 3s. Actually, if you can take a picture of a PlayStation 3 hooked up to a console TV with a rabbit with a pancake on his head on top of the console TV... we'll give you something.
You know what? If you can send me a picture of a rabbit with a PlayStation 3 on its head,
even better.
I'll send you something.
That'll kill it because it's so stinking heavy. But
you guys can also send in your reviews, audio questions, redeemable codes for Xbox Live Marketplace points, and whatever else. Because I'll take those.
You've got
Marketplace points that you don't want to use. I'll take them.
Scott has that's Wii points. He has. You have Wii
points. I'll take
have
Wii
you
points
used those
too.
Yet? Have you used those, Scott?
Hey, 400. I can do nothing with them.
That's tough.
He's still got issues.
I feel for you.
A little.
Don't forget to say nice things over at sites like iTunes, Yahoo, Blueberry, Podcast, and so on. Don't forget to say nice things about us there.
No,
if we were boring you, then we were going to really bore the listeners. So we apologize.
I don't.
That's
just a boring person.
Okay. All right, we're getting out of here. Ben, Scott's got to go eat some more cheese noodles and play Wii, and I got to go eat dinner. So
I've got meatballs to make. Until we meet again, I bid thee a fond farewell. And now your moment of Ben.
Rubber ducky. Rubber ducky.
Hey, Bert.
What is going on in the background? I hear like somebody getting whipped or something.
It's not me.
It's my kid playing around.
Quit whipping your kids.